Lunch with Ed Doolan on BBC WM.
Won't be long until the accident and emergency department at Selly Oak Hospital will be transferred to the new QE in Edgbaston. Selly Oak's being slowly cleared, although the process will take a few months. To mark the end, an event's taking place this weekend to celebrate the hospital's history. And they want your stories of the hospital. Joining me is Fiona Denning, who works for the Hospital Trust and is organising the event on Sunday, and Pat Yeomans, who's worked at Selly Oak Hospital for over 40 years. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Pat, I'll bet you've got some great memories of the hospital. When did you start working there?
December 1967.
Wow. What were you doing?
I worked in medical records, as a medical records clerk.
Have you worked in different departments?
Yes, I haven't worked in just the one department, Ed, over the 40-odd years. I've worked in medical records, accident and emergency, outpatient clinics, clinical coding, and now, at the moment, I'm working on critical care.
What's that mean?
It's the major injuries unit. ITU, a lot of people know it as.
Uh-huh.
I work on there at the moment as the administrator. And that's helping sort out off-duty, making sure there's enough nursing staff for each duty, organising annual leave, sickness, reporting, that sort of thing, and helping the
that's
unit
so important.
Manager.
You've only got to get one thing not right or somebody not there when they should be.
That's
and
right.
It throws the whole place out of joint, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And what have you seen changing?
Well, over the 40 years, obviously... Yes, when I first started there, we didn't have computers. That was one thing that vastly has changed. Everything was on paper, on a clipboard and a pen, where now it's all, everything is computerised, everything is online. So
that's good when it works.
It's good when it works. It's excellent when it works.
But it doesn't, I'm not so sure. And are you coming to the end now yourself?
I am going across to the new hospital in
excellent.
June. I had thought about retiring before Selly Oak closed down, but when I went to visit the new hospital, it changed my mind.
So you'll stay around so for
I'll
a bit longer.
I'll stop around just a bit longer.
Is there a compulsory retirement age, or can you just stay as long as you're any good?
I think you stay as long as you're any good.
That's very good. Very good. Would you make sure that the management of the BBC are listening to this interview? I think it's important that they hear it. What do you mean?
Whether everybody thinks I'm any good, I do. But
is it ready to say goodbye in terms of saying goodbye to that particular building now?
Yes, I think it is.
It's had it, hasn't it?
Yes, it's very sad.
Rather like when we left Pebble Mill. It was.
Yes, I think
it was time to go.
Yeah, it's very sad to see it go, but I think it's also very exciting, the new hospital, not just for the patients and the relatives, but I think the area, the public in general, to have a brand spanking state-of-the-art hospital to go to.
Fiona. You want our memories, don't you?
That's right, we do, yes. There's so many people who have been patients or relatives of patients or have worked at the hospital over the past 50, 60, maybe even more years. And we're trying to compile everybody's memories and stories about it so we can get real flavour for what's happened and the rich sort of history that Selly Oak Hospital's had. It's had such a big part... played such a big part in the community, and I think people have got really fond memories, and we want to keep that alive and take a sort of snapshot of it with us to the new hospital.
Now, from the outside, it can look a bit old and run down in some places, even though I'm amazed how healthy it actually looks when you drive past. There are still amazing things going on inside the trauma and burns unit. Is that still ticking over?
Yes, it's still going now. Obviously, all the inpatient services at Selly Oak Hospital will be moving over to the new Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Edgbaston on June the 16th, and that includes the A&E service as well.
Right.
So that's really important for everybody to note that down, because obviously as of the 16th of June, you need to go to the QE for A&E, not Selly Oak. All those wonderful services, critical care, trauma, accident emergency, and all the wards are still currently running at Selly Oak, but they will be moving on June the 16th. Which is obviously why we're marking the end end of this era.
And when do you actually close the doors and say that's it? Nothing is happening in this building at all.
June the 16th is the day when it transfers over, and after that, there's probably about a week's process where things will move over. But really, as of June the 16th, everybody will be going to the QE. All new admissions will be going to the QE.
The new QE.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what about the old QE?
The old QE building, there are services will continue on there. We are moving over to the new QE in a phased way, really. So over the next few months, things will transfer.
How has Selly Oak's role of treating British military casualties since 2001 affected life at the hospital?
It's been a really interesting journey to see the care of military patients at Selly Oak Hospital, and obviously they're going to...
Are they moving with
us? They're moving with us, yes, they're staying with us.
They're moving up to the new QE as well.
That's right, yes, that's right. And some fantastic work's been done there, and they've won awards for various different things, and there's a really good partnership between the MOD and the hospital, so we're really keen to keep that going.
Pat, have you noticed all the attention you're getting?
Yes, there has been a lot of attention, but we've been used to a lot of attention, as you mentioned, the military patients, because on critical care, the majority of them do come to critical care. So there's always been a lot of attention on that scale.
What's your favourite memory of your time at Selly Oak? Can you pick out a moment? Oh, that was great.
When I was a war clerk on Ward B3, that was my best happy times at Selly Oak, and it was a ward where there was a haematologist, and a lot of the patients were suffering with leukaemia, and I got very involved with the relative side of that, and my time on there was excellent, and that I would say was the happiest times that I've worked at Selly Oak, the 10 years I worked on B3. Yeah.
Fiona, remind us what's happening this weekend.
Well, on Sunday, we're having a family fun day for the staff and patients, residents of the area. Anybody that's got an affiliation with Selly Oak Hospital, we ask them to come down, enjoy the celebrations. We've got lots going on. We've got a memory wall for people to leave their memories. People can sign some huge photographs of Selly Oak Hospital that we'll put up in the new hospital as artwork. We've also got a pigeon release at 12 o'clock where they're going to fly into the city centre from Selly Oak Hospital. We've got a chapel service, which is a service of thanks, at 11 o'clock. The whole day kicks off at 11 o'clock and it wraps up at 4, but we've got some amazing stuff lined up and some lovely events for the kids, activities in terms of bouncy castles and funfair stalls and all sorts of things. And we'll also be selling some little memorabilia tokens for people that they can take away as a memento of Selly Oak Hospital
if they want.
We've got some bookmarks and some mugs and lapel badges and things like that that people could take as a memento away with them.
That's very nice. But don't try and take Pat away. She's got some years to go yet.
Thank you, Ed.
Oh, I'm sure we'd love to keep Pat as long as we could possibly have her for.
Now, don't let them think you really want to hang about. I mean, let them feel that you're doing them the favour.
I always have done.
That's right. It's my theory at the BBC. It hasn't worked.
But we keep trying.
Keep trying. Pat and Fiona, what a delight to meet you both. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This summer.